You tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, back in 1984, what was probably the worst industrial accident the world has ever seen happened in the city of Bhopal in India, when a cloud of toxic gas spewed out of a chemical plant, engulfing the city. Best guess estimates are that 25,000 people have died as a direct result of that disaster. At the time, the poorly maintained chemical plant was maintained by a company called Union Carbide, who have subsequently been taken over by the multinational Dow Chemicals. Now, when the London Olympic Organising Committee, headed up by Lord Coe, announced that they had chosen Dow Chemicals as sponsors for the 2012 Games, including sponsoring the wrap that goes around the stadium, international protests started. In particular, survivors of the disaster have spoken up in protest and what they see as Dow Chemicals' failure to accept responsibility for cleaning up after the accident and providing adequate compensation or medical care for the survivors of the disaster. Now, a few hours before the spectacular opening ceremony at the stadium in Stratford, a group of people staged a die-in protest to highlight the plight of the people of Bhopal, where they dressed in, where people laid on the ground and put shrouds over themselves in solidarity with the people who died and the people who are suffering in Bhopal. Now, be it go, I met up with some of the people whose lives have been directly affected by the events back in 1984.
Hello, my name is Nabanita Sarkar. I have lived through the Bhopal gas tragedy all those years ago, and the memory of it is still absolutely raw. It was a horrific night, the worst night I've lived through, and still, when I think back, I just can't believe that I've survived, because it was a very cold night in December and everything was very still and quiet. We were in bed and there was a lot of commotion. We were lucky because it was so cold that the windows and doors, everything was slammed shut totally. But the next morning, when we woke up to this news, and we didn't kind of figure out what had happened, and when we went out, there were actually people dead on the roads. They were trying to run, but they died like flies on the streets.
Hello, my name is Farah Edwards Khan, and I am from Bhopal. I was in Bhopal when the 1984 accident happened. I was 10 years old. Emotionally, I don't remember much. But what I do remember is everybody came together. The whole community came together. Some people were stitching shrouds all night. Some people were just working together for mass cremations, and people were being buried in one grave. About 5 to 10 people were buried because there was no time to wait.
We were told not to eat any fresh vegetables or meat or anything in the city. So I remember my parents having to travel for miles to other villages to buy some fresh vegetables or whatever. The only thing we could have was like rice and lentils and nothing else, because those were the dried kept stuff. So it wasn't just one night. It was a torment, a torture that carried on.
The legacy of the disaster carries on as we speak. Children are being born with growth retardation, deformities, there's cancers. Because, you know, the children and the people have to drink the same water that the factory left behind, because the groundwater got contaminated. And these are basic human rights. Clean drinking water. What else does a person want? Clean drinking water and a healthy life. But these are two things that have been taken away from the people of Bhopal.
I remember there was a family friend. That lady was pregnant when this thing happened. And her child, till date, when I look at that child, it just sends shivers down my spine. He is totally handicapped. The body is totally distorted. And can you imagine a mother having to live with that for all these years? A normal child just gone handicapped totally. So those tales, it's horrific to even remember those days, because people died sleeping in their flats. Whole families died. And there's been no reprieve. There's been absolutely no reprieve.
Now, since that disaster happened, Union Carbide, they've been taken over by Dow Chemicals. Have they really been helping the people of Bhopal?
Oh, no. They have done nothing till now. They have done nothing. They can't even clear the contaminated water. They see them dying every day, but, you know, they're not bothered. They just have tried to shrug their shoulders and say they have no responsibility, but they do.
How did you feel when you heard that for the London 2012 Olympic Games, they're going to have a wrap which is sponsored by Dow?
I felt shocked, and I was, in some ways, I actually laughed because I said, my God, they can't. It's a joke. It's a joke. No. It's a very bad joke being played on the people of Bhopal. And I don't believe they're going to accept this deal. But when it happened, and when Lokog and Lord Co said there's nothing wrong with Dow, it's all sustainable, they are wrong, because Union Carbide was 100% bought by Dow Chemicals and merged into it. If they're saying that Union Carbide is responsible, but then where is Union Carbide? It is part of Dow now, isn't it? Polluter pays, that is what I say. In a civilized world, the polluter pays. If they really want to prove themselves and they're saying they're so sustainable, how long will it take for them to just clean up the site and just give remediation and that's it, you know? Then you can hang your wrap around the stadium.
What are people thinking? And as a person originally from Bhopal, it was like somebody had taken a knife and, you know, shoved it into that old wound that was trying to heal and just turned, twisted the knife around. That is exactly the feeling. And I'm sure anybody who has lived through that in Bhopal feels the same. Dow, let them spend that £7 million that they're spending here on taking care of people, at least decontaminating the water in Bhopal. That's the least they can do.
Drop Dow Chemicals from the sponsorship. They can't have a wrap which has the blood of Bhopal on it. It is not fair to the people of Bhopal. You are adding to their troubles. Please don't do it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for gathering here today. We are standing in the shadow of Dow Chemicals branding at the very gates of the Olympic Park. We have come to commemorate the victims of Bhopal, the victims that Dow Chemical must take responsibility for. Hello, my name is Meredith Alexander, and I was a member of the Sustainable Commission for London 2012. But I resigned over the connection between the London Games and Dow Chemical, the company responsible for the Bhopal tragedy. We have one of the only official protests allowed outside of the Olympic Park. We're here because we want people to know the truth about Dow Chemical, one of the main sponsors for the Olympic Games. Dow Chemical is the company now responsible for the Bhopal tragedy, which saw over 20,000 people killed and 500,000 people exposed to poisoned gas in Bhopal, India. What's almost worse about the situation is that it actually happened 3 decades ago. But the people affected, those who lost loved ones, men and women who haven't been able to work for decades because they're so ill from the poisons, they've never had justice. They've never had full and fair compensation. And the site itself has never been cleaned up. So there are babies born today with horrific birth defects as a result of these toxic chemicals. Dow has refused to take responsibility, despite the fact that it bought the company that owned the plant at the time. And we're here to demonstrate to the public that Dow Chemical is absolutely not a responsible or ethical choice for the London 2012 Games.
Now, what exactly is the connection between Dow Chemicals and the Olympics?
Dow Chemical is a global sponsor. It also provided the wrap, which goes around the main Olympic stadium. So Dow Chemicals is basically pouring millions into selling an image of itself as a friendly and happy, positive company, when the truth is that Dow Chemical is responsible for one of the worst abuses of human rights in my generation.
And of course, you once resigned over this issue as well.
I did. I was a member of the sustainability watchdog that was set up to ensure that London 2012 kept its promise to be the most sustainable Olympic Games ever. I was really excited to be involved and to be making a positive contribution to making the games as ethical, as sustainable, as environmentally friendly as possible. And I was devastated that the London Games organizers chose to ally themselves with a company like Dow Chemical, which is responsible for one of the top 10 global toxic hotspots. This is not the kind of company that I think of when I think of the Olympic values.
So what's happening here today?
So we have an official protest where we have people doing a die-in, lying in shrouds to symbolize the over 20,000 people who lost their lives in the Bhopal tragedy, and to remind Londoners of the toxic legacy that Dow's money comes with. And I would like to thank very much the protesters. I think we have made our statement. The victims have been remembered. Thank you very much.
I feel that it's really important to be here today because Dow Chemical is trying to use the Olympics to whitewash over the Bhopal gas disaster and the ongoing tragedy there, because the ground continues to be contaminated and so the water is still polluted, which means that people are still being poisoned. So it was really important to be here today on the day of the opening ceremony and sort of link to their voices in Bhopal.
I think this is a very, very big company we're looking at, with enormous corporation, and it makes you feel very small in a way, but I think they have an enormous amount of power and money to whitewash their reputation or greenwash their reputation, and something has to be said about it. You know, this problem has gone on for decades now and they are responsible. They need to clear up that site. You have to keep protesting, otherwise, you know, they'll get away with it forever.
I'm a bit overwhelmed today, to be honest. It's an awful thing, but it's nice to be part of people that care. It happened in 1984 when I was at school. I remember seeing it on the news, and the thing I remember is a dead woman laying in the road, and she'd dropped a child, and the child had died, and they were just both laying there, and I never forgot that. And obviously there's lots of people here that didn't forget it, and to be part of that is truly, truly wonderful. But it's also very, very sad. I'm glad I come today, I really am. So.
A lot of people my age and a lot of my friends are sort of banging on about the Olympics, but they've no idea what goes on behind the scenes. It's got a dark side to it as well, and I think people need to know that.
I think that Dow is not only guilty with Bhopal, but also they did napalm and Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. They employed a Nazi who had been imprisoned after Nuremberg, and they took him straight back, although he developed Xylon B, the gas used in the concentration camps. So why would anybody choose them to be an Olympic sponsor? I mean, why would you have someone connected only with war and horror and destruction as a sponsor of something that supposedly, I say supposedly because one wonders, but the idea is it's about friendship.
It kind of brings it home to you. Thousands and thousands of people dying because of an unscrupulous company who basically, they're just commodities like everything else. It doesn't matter if these people die, doesn't matter if these people suffer, doesn't matter if children are being born with terrible defects, and we're allowing them to put their wrap around the stadium and make themselves look squeaky clean, and that disgusts me.
And if you want to find out more about Bhopal, the disaster itself, how you can help out the medical appeal, or the campaign against Olympic sponsorship, you can find out more details on the Bhopal Medical Appeal website, which is www.bhopal.org. And there, Bhopal is spelled B-H-O-P-A-L. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London. Loads of things going on, so stay tuned. Crank that lever and I'm sure we're going to go. Here we go.